We are the kids that
hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
We are a credible threat to the rules you set across the being alarmed. We are not the names that we've been given. We speak a language you don't know. We are the nowhere generation. The nowhere generation.
Oh. Appropriate, man. The Nowhere Generation, Rise Against, Evan Preston, producing like crazy out there in Madison.
Supporting oh, Evan. Mission.
On the boards in the cold.
Yeah. And it's not negative 15 in studio, right, Evan?
No, of course not. No.
Okay, good.
No.
It's hot. It's hot in that studio.
Here. Yeah, it's that rack behind me, man. It keeps it steamy.
Johnny, so, okay. Man, High Flex, you know, we've talked about this. It's back, like you said, 2024. I don't know how long we've been talking about teaching and learning in a pandemic. The idea, though, here to pause, I think, is what our guest was, at a minimum, asking us to do in this piece, in this moment, was to pause, step back, take a breath, and let's not buy software. Let's not buy hardware. Let's talk about maybe, first of all, let's reflect what we've been through, what we've gone through, how it's happened, and then start talking about the student experience.
Mm-hmm. Start learning from it and then apply, I think, and then applying it to this new, I don't want to say new, but this invitation to rethink what is good teaching? What are communities of learners? How do we listen to and learn from the experiences that we've all been, humbled to have to grapple with? And so it's saying like, hey, some people thrived in different ways. There was access to technology. There's a lot of dimensions to this complex situation that we're in. And if we're really going to be inclusive about this and value, you know, the best opportunities for all of our learners, one, I think it makes a case that we can teach differently. We can have programs that are only online. We can have programs that are hybrid. We can have programs and that we don't all have to do everything, right? And so we're going to relearn really quickly. Everybody doesn't have to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some places can specialize in, you know, take out breakfast. And so just like that metaphor in education, we can have different kinds, right? We can have small communities of learners that are always going to be face-to-face, and some of that needs some flex because of health considerations, and that we can have online learning communities that do well and standards for the kinds of teaching. So it's not just like, can't just slap your content up online and you can also have an online class, right? So I hope that this moment humbles us as educators to that there is a real craft to these different types of teaching. There are really diversity of skills that were illuminated in this pandemic era where we were all thrown into it. So we might have some different empathy and understanding, but I like that idea of pause and sit down in our communities and figure out how we're going to do our best for our community of learners and how we might share that across the diversity of different programs and methods of delivery that are out there. I worry about that everyone compete to do it all, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel like the quality kind of goes down across the board, but that's my hot take on it. So
what's that quality? And, you know, and again, I think it's also worth mentioning, Christopher talked about this too, just the sociological aspect and the fact of, you know, if we are in high flex, man, somebody needs to put a box around that, because the reality, and I think we're all living this moment of, you know, this bleeding into where, you know, all access all the time. It's like, hey, am I teaching on Zoom? Students now, you know, hey, I emailed you at 2 o'clock in the morning, Dr. Lupinacci, why didn't you get my thing, you know, and where were you? And then, you know, maybe me as an administrator coming back at you and Christopher and saying things like, you know, hey, students are reaching out, they're calling me and saying you're not available. And it's like, whoa. Wait a minute, right? Like, even that's a serious issue of, like, if we're gonna high flex it, we got to start pausing and saying, when do we take care of ourselves? Because if there's anything that's come across from every teacher, whether it's at the K-12 level or higher education, at this moment in time, everybody needs some sense of going, man, I'm not okay right now. I'm tired. I need a break. I need to be seen. I need to be recognized. I need to be heard. You know, this has been tough. It's just stop figuring out ways to continue how I'm going to do more. Let's figure out how I'm going to reclaim quality of who I am as a teacher so I can give that to the students so that they can feel and learn and engage. Because, man, we are traumatized at this moment. You know, Johnny, that's it.
That, what a
great
brother.
Show. I appreciate you all the time. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. Back next week. See you around town.
Right. Ong bong. All right.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!